Hello, this is Dr. Fran. You know Dr. Ruth? Well, I'm the English version. The reason I began this podcast is because I have a passion to move people out of sexual inertia. As a former Roman Catholic nun, I've lived a life of great transitions, and along the way have unlearned the lies that kept me trapped in sexual ignorance for years. Having gone through the transitions of my life, I now have the scope of knowledge to address issues across the board, across all ages and all topics, and I'd like to share that knowledge with you. After 25 years as a practicing RN, I earned a PhD in human sexuality and am now an ASEX certified sexuality counsellor and clinical sexologist. I'm here to discuss common issues, give tips, discuss sex education, and help improve your intimacy and sex life. Feel free to email me questions and comments at drfran@improveintimacy.com. You can also follow me on my social networking sites located at the bottom of www.improveintimacy.com. Today, I'm going to take a break from the history of sex and talking specifically to women, because I feel like doing something different. How about you? I'm going to talk about honesty and truthfulness, specifically in relationship, of course. But really, when I read you what I'm going to read you, you'll see that it actually applies to a lot of places in your life. So honesty, what's the definition of honesty? Free from deceit, being frank, open, honorable, or sincere, refraining from lying. Whoa, is this not a valuable trait to apply to relationships? So every now and again, I begin this process where I journal every single morning. And at the end of my journaling, I always look at angel cards, I'll call them. And these are the Universal Cards, Angelically Inspired. And it's a book and a set of cards that was created by Juliet Jaffrey Hubbs and Nora Monaco. And I've used these for years and years and years. And they're beautifully presented. And I actually find them very powerful. So this morning, I got the card Honesty. And I thought, whoa, this is a really good one to share with you today. And so let me read what the angels channeled through Juliet and Nora have to say to me today, and by me to you. When you draw this card, know that it may be telling you to be very clear with yourself and others about what you truly want. Be fair and sincere in expressing yourself. Honor your feelings. Time to hone in on the situation. Identify the rough spots and then proceed to work on what you found. This is not a time to try and fool yourself. Express your feelings thoughtfully. Know that your opinions are important. Being completely honest with yourself is one of the hardest things to do. Trust yourself. Trust your feelings. Remember, what you think and want is important. This is not a time to be overly influenced by others. Be fair in your judgment of things, people, and situations. Look at your motives and those of others closely. This is a time to be open and get straight to the point. Look closely at yourself in the mirror. You may be surprised what you see. It may be hard to express your feelings honestly for fear of rejection or loss. In fact, this fear may cloud your perception so entirely that you honestly don't know, you don't allow yourself to see the real issues. New opportunities for growth are at hand. Now, given what the angels have told you through me and through the words written by those two wise women, I would like to introduce you to a very powerful exercise that I've used both in my private practice and also in the wider venue of workshops. It works in both places. And so if you're with a lover, or you're in a workshop and you're a therapist or a presenter and want to bring people closer, this is a great exercise to use. But for now, let's assume I'm speaking to somebody who's in a relationship and you need to move it to the next level. You have some issues and some questions and some needs that are not being addressed. So this is the exercise. I want you to take two chairs and sit close together so that your knees are touching. You're fully dressed so it's not sexual. You're not touching any part of you. With your hands, you can put your hands on your own lap. Your knees can be touching. Take your glasses off and gaze into the eyes of the person opposite you. Do nothing, don't speak, don't laugh, don't pass a comment, don't make facial expressions that make you feel uncomfortable and certainly make the opposite person feel uncomfortable. Simply gaze into each other's eyes. You can set a timer for about 2 minutes. If you're very comfortable, you can extend it. But about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, no longer than 5 minutes at this particular juncture will be fine. When you've finished your exercise, share what you've thought, what feelings came up for you, and how you wanted to share your personal thoughts and feelings with the person you're with, or with your partner. Now, I want you to sit in the same position. If you're wearing eyeglasses, please take them off. And now I want you to speak for 2 or 3 minutes, no longer. Please set a timer so you can be respectful of the person you're with. And in this particular time, I want you to be absolutely honest from your heart. Express to the person you're with what your needs are and what you need from that person in front of you. And now when your timer goes off, stop. Swap seats. The person who was listening is now going to speak and tell you exactly what they heard you say. And you can thank them, but do not correct them. If they have not heard what you said, please don't correct them. Simply nod and accept that this is the level that you are in relationship with, and it may need some work. Or you may be pleasantly surprised, and that person heard exactly what you wanted and now has to decide. It's their choice. Are they going to give it to you? But now the reverse is time. It's time for the person who was the listener to now speak, and they have the exact same length of time to speak their honest needs and truths. And you simply listen. Do not make any facial expressions to say, not on your life am I going to give you that, or you are kidding me, get on your bike and get lost. No, none of that. It's honorable. It's time to allow the person opposite you to be honest with you too. When the timer goes off, you switch seats so that you are now in the speaking place and the person who was speaking is now listening, and you repeat what you heard. The honourable thing right now is you both know each other's needs. A good time to go take a walk. Separate, go away, have time apart, process what you've heard. And then when you come back, take time across from each other to be able to express, you know what, I heard you, I did. And there is no way in hell I'm going to give you what you want. And so I guess we have to renegotiate our lives. And I hope this may be true for you, that you will look into the eyes of your lover and say, really? Is that all you want? Is that all you want that will make you happy? Oh gosh, yes. I can give you that. I would love to give you that. So that's my gift for you today. And tune in next time, because I have so many more jewels for you. Tatty bye.